We're up to Shir Hashirim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Posuk Vov.
Is that 11, 12, 11, 19?
Yes. Posuk. Al-Kir'uni. Don't look upon me, I guess, in a not nice way. Shani Shechar Choyres. That I'm black. Shesh Sofasni Hashemesh. Because the sun has burned me, you know, sunburn. B'nei imi nicharubi. My mother's sons were, angry against me. Somuni noiteros hakromim. They put me as the keeper, the watcher of the vineyards. Kami shali loinotorti. My own vineyard I did not watch. Okay, so what does that pasuk mean? Okay, al tiruni. Al tistaklu bi levizoyin, kemoi kiro ba'aroin Hashem. Sometimes re'ia, posuk vov. Sometimes re'ia is a lotion of bizoyin. Al tistaklu bi levizoyin, kemoi kiro ba'aroin Hashem. And that was like they were looking at it disrespectfully. That's a posuk in
Shmuel Aleph.
Oh, you have it there?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I'm not
okay.
That.
All right, good. Now, Shani Shechar Choyres, Vafisha Ein Shacharusi V'Chi'uri, my blackness and my ugliness, Mimeimi. I wasn't born that way. I wasn't born black and ugly. Okay? El Ayadei Shezifas Hashemesh, through sunburn. She'oisoi Shacharus Noyach Lihislabein. Sunburn can be whitened again. What do you have to do? Stand in the shade for long enough and the sunburn will go away. Okay? So far we don't know exactly what he's referring to here. But let's go on. Bnei imi nicharubi. My mother's sons were angry, I guess, at me. Kam heim bnei Mitzrayim shegodalti bohem. These are the bnei Mitzrayim that I grew up in Mitzrayim. I guess Klal Yisrael grew up in Mitzrayim, that first generation. And they came up as the Erev Rav. They came up with me. Heim nicharu bi'i v'hasososom upituyom ad shesomuni. They were angry at me, and they incited me and persuaded me. Ad shesomuni. I guess the Erev Rav are the ones that instigated the eagle. Eile Elohecho Yisroel Asher Halucho Be'eretz Mitzrayim.
And the money that you're talking
thank you.
About.
Yeah. Thank you. Very good. Shkoyach. So Achi Samuni, Neitir HaSakronim, Vishom Shesofas.
What does that mean?
They put me, I don't know. They made me. Let's see what they made me. No teres hakromim. They made me the keepers of the vineyards. Veshom shezofasni Hashemesh v'ushcharti klomar nusonuni oivedes Elohim achirim. They influenced me with Avodah Zorah. The first Avodah Zorah that was that Klal Yisrael engaged in, even tentatively. The Novi Yecheskel is mashma that wasn't total complete involvement with Avodah Zorah, but to whatever extent Chazal say. Mishchu kulechem tzoin. The Al Malachim said, "Halolu of the Avodah Zorah, halolu." So, to whatever extent it was, Nusonui oves kochom. The chamish hoyer sheli me avoisai loyno torti. I didn't keep. In other words, I had a mesoira, like I guess that's called the kerem. Kerem is a vineyard. So I had my mesoira me avoisai, and I didn't keep it. Rather, I got involved in their. Okay, leaders are called kromim. Okay, so shenemam nasati lo es kromeho mishom umetargaminun v'amani lo yas parnosoho chen lo yifne derech kromim. So kromim is referred to leadership. So I guess what it means is that they influenced me with Avodah Zorah. but the leadership of my mesoira, of my ovois that I had, the mesoira from them, that I didn't take care of. I neglected that. Okay, so now here, Klal Yisrael is reflecting on the fact that they're not, they weren't perfect. They were influenced by Avodah Zarah. They became shchora and what else? Used another word. They became black and ugly, which means they did Avodah Zarah. No, symbolically that refers to the Avodah Zarah. But but what do they say? I wasn't born that way. That's not who I am. That's only sunburn. That's only skin deep. That all I have to do is go in the tzel, and I would dare say that the tzel refers to.
Can't be a skino.
Yeah, that if I take refuge in the shadow in the tzel of the shchina, betzel kale, yeah, then that blackness and that ugliness can whiten, because it's only skin deep, it's only superficial. So that's very important, I think, because I think that's a very important lesson for another reason. I think that imagine, this great generation, the Shivtei Kol came down to Mitzrayim. This is the first generation, maybe the second generation, maybe the third generation. It was 210 years, and they got involved in bad stuff. Avodah Zarah is bad stuff. But yet, Shlomo HaMelech, and they refer to themselves, don't think that I'm so bad. Because even when you see me in my worst, you should know it's only skin deep. It's only compared like sunburn. Because the reality is that I wasn't born that way, and underneath it all, I'm good, and it can be removed. Just take it under your shade, under your wing, under your protection, your hashpah, and you'll see that goes away. And I think this is a very important lesson for all of us, because there are many people that look at the blackness and the ugliness of people. I'm not talking about the physical blackness and ugliness, but they're talking about, they see such terrible midas, they see such terrible things, they see, you know, Avodah Zarah. But you know, it's not who we are. We are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, and we're only superficially affected, and whatever happens to us on the outside is only sunburn. Okay, let's go. What's that?
Exactly, I know.
What? What's your problem?
Even if we were to be noter our karem, we would also be shachar.
Oh, so wait. So wait. First, let me go back. What does it mean? Shachar shemus bnei mi charubi. They incited me and so forth. I have forsaken my leaders, my mesira. So what's your question?
Why wouldn't we become sunburned from working our karam too in the mashal?
What?
No. Why not?
Put on sunscreen. We have sunscreen. When we follow our mesira, that is the protection. How do you like that?
Okay, but that's not in the mashal. The mashal.
What?
Yamud betzel doesn't sound like yamud.
What?
It doesn't sound like yamud betzel.
No, yamud betzel is to take it off. But in our own keren, he's asking, why don't we get sunburn again in our own keren?
It's cloudy.
The teretz is what?
It's cloudy.
Ay.
There's no sun.
Okay,
not my own keren.
Or maybe the blackness wouldn't be a bad thing. I don't know. I'm not saying necessarily you wouldn't get black, but.
No, my own care is going to be a good influence. So you say in the moshul, that's what
the
you're
moshul,
asking.
It's pretty hard,
that's so, what you're asking. Yeah. The moshul, I hear. So let's think about that, Rabbi. Say in the moshul, it sounds like in his own kerem that he's not going to be black.
Who said the?
Why is there no sunburn? What?
Who said the sunburn was from the kerem?
So what's the sunburn?
That's a different moshul.
But the moshul is a sunburn.
Rashi connected them.
Yeah.
There's a notar as a kramim. The sham just is funny as shemesh.
Mm-hmm.
Rosh Hashanah. Can't
even
see the word.
So minutei kramim. That's where.
Notar as a kramim. It's right in the middle of everything.
So maybe push it, yeah? Maybe push it, very much more push it. Let me tell you like this. When you work for an oppressive slave driver and taskmaster, you can't stand in the shade at all. Maybe when they work for themselves, they know how much to stand there, how much to go out. They can protect themselves more. They're their own. Huh? What do you say?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, no? What do you say? That makes sense. What? When you're working for a slave driver, you're a slave. The mistress drove them crazy every day. And when they finished working at night, they came home, the mistress started to be mishabed him again. You got to help me this, you got to do that. It was not shayach. But here, when a person is his own kerem, so he takes protection, he goes and he stays in the shade, he won't stay in the sun for too long. They have formulas how long you should stay in the sun before you can get affected. And this, he's more capable of protecting himself, of taking breaks, of, so that's reasonable. You know? Isn't that reasonable? May we proceed? Okay. Hagidali Shova Nafshi. This is a very difficult pasuk. I don't know if we're going to finish it. Eichotire. Tell me, the one who loves my soul. Oh no, who my soul, Shova Nafshi, who my soul loves.
Which one is it?
What?
Which one is it?
No, who my soul, Shova Nafshi, that my soul loves. Eichotire, where do you graze your flock? Eichotarbitz batzoharoyim, where do you rest them in noon? The noon time they don't graze, they go for a siesta. Shalomo eyeke oityo. This I don't know what that means.
Which one?
Shalomo eyeke oityo. Let's see, Rashi. Al edre chavirecho among them. What? Shalom eyeke oityo al edrei chaverecho. We'll see what Rashi says. I don't know what that means. Okay. Hagid lishavoni. Achshav ruach hakodesh choizer umedame oiso litzoin hachavivo al horoye. The ruach hakodesh now is talking. Yeah. Hagid lishavon avshi. And he speaks to Klal Yisroel sheohavon avshi. Like the tzoin. That's chavivo al horoye. Oimeres Knesset Yisrael lefonov ki isha lebalo. Then Knesset Yisrael speaks to him like isha lebalo. Hagido lish. This is where I always get confused. Hagido lishova nafshi. Achshav ruach hakodesh choizer umedame oiso letzoin chaviv aroya. Oh, is medame to a tzoin chaviv aroya? But the tzoin now is to Oimeres Knesset Yisrael. But the Knesset Yisrael is talking. So in other words, they are. Knesset Yisrael is like the Tzoyin HaChaviv Al-Roye, and the Tzoyin is now speaking to the Roye, or Knesset Yisrael is now speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki isho lebalo, like a woman to her husband. Hagid al isho avo nafshi. Tell me, the one whom my soul loves. She'o avo nafshi. That's you, Hashem. Eicho tire tzoncho. Where do you pasture your tzon? They're living amongst all these wolves. In other words, the umos ha'olam are like the wolves. Where do you let them rest in the afternoon? Tzoraim is an eis tzora letzoin. Why? Because the hottest sun is in the tzoraim, is the midday. The midday sun is the hottest. So he says, where do you graze your flock? How do you take care of them amongst all the wolves? Yeah? And where do you put them down to rest during the Tzoraim, which is the Eis Tzor Lohem? Shalomo Eyeke Oityo. V'im
tema.
What? I don't know. He says, for why should I flit about? I don't know what that means even. Shalomo eye ke oityo. I have no idea. Shalomo eye ke oityo.
What's wrong with that?
Rashi said, what does it mean?
Like go around in between other people.
Go around? What does it say? Oh. Shalom eye umadua en hak ba'at tufas busha. Oh, like I'm covered with embarrassment. In other words, I'm going around. I'm going around looking for a place for the other roye tzoin. Let's see Rashi. V'im tema ma'ich v'sloch. What's it, what do you care? Ein ze kvoit cho she'eye ka'avelo oita al sofa boichia al tzoini. Eitzel edrei shor ha'roem she'im roem tzon kemoyscho from a ben gedudei ho'umois hasmsumchim al elhim acherim yesh le melochim besorim and higim ha'isom. So let's see what it says. So he says, v'im tema ma'ich besloch. So you're going to say, what are you asking? How do I shepherd my flock amongst all the wolves? what's your business?
Who's saying who?
Akadosh Baruch Hu, I guess, is saying back. V'im teimar, no, Kadosh was saying to Akadosh Baruch Hu, v'im teimar ma'ich b'sloch, if you're going to say to us, what's it your business? How do I manage to shepherd my flock that way? What's wrong? Ein ze kvoit cho she'eye ka'avela oita al sofa, that I'm like a mourner covered with a veil, b'chia al tzoini, crying on, weeping for my sheep. So what does this mean? Look, it's very interesting. Who's suffering over here? Who's suffering? No. Hello?
I have no idea.
Who's suffering? Klal Yisrael is suffering, right? Klal Yisrael is suffering. So what is Klal Yisrael saying to Hashem? Hashem says, what's it your problem? What do you mean, we're suffering? I don't know. So he said, what's your problem?
It's not honor for Hashem if we are suffering?
Yeah, but in other words, look at that. Klal Yisrael is suffering. But what bothers them? Ma'ich b'sloch? What do you mean ma'ich b'sloch? Ich b'sli that I'm suffering.
Aren't we the sheep?
What?
Aren't we the sheep?
No. Louder.
Ein zek kodech that we should be ka'avela.
Oh, it's also, yeah, like we're in this matzav of a mourning. We're amongst the wolves. We don't have a place to go. We're constantly looking for another place. We're being devoured by them. What? Yeah, I guess the shepherds are crying on the tzoni. Look what's happening. Look what happens to Klal Yisrael. Look what the leaders. The leaders of Klal Yisrael cry for the suffering. You know, the Rosh Hashiva's father once was sleeping Tisha B'Av night.
That doesn't make sense.
She,
what? I thought the entire Klal Yisrael is a sheep.
I hear what you're saying, I don't know.
No, but then there's the shepherds, I guess. I guess so. You know, the Reb David was sleeping once in the Chofetz Chaim's house on Tisha B'Av. So it was very strange. Like, Tisha B'Av, he said the kiddush in shul like he was a balabos, like nothing special. No crying, no kiddush who broke him. Then he was sleeping in his house. So the Chofetz Chaim went around to see that everybody was sleeping. And then he went to his room there and started the whole night kiddush who broke him. The chum beis hamikdash and the golus and this and that. The other thing is a pachad. So, you know, I guess the leaders, when they see the matzav of Klal Yisrael, maybe the tzoyin too, but the leaders also, here we're suffering. Look at the matzav of Klal Yisrael, it's a terrible thing. But I wanted to point out something else. Whoever is, everybody's screaming, let's say. But what does he say? He says, Ma'ich b'slov, ein zekvoich. Imagine that. I'm hurting. I'm being devastated. I'm being devoured alive. And what's bothering me? The Kovet Hashchina. Spasnish, that the Klal Yisrael, the Am Hashem, should have to suffer such bizyoinus aludeyo akum. That seems to be what's going on over here, which means that the Klal Yisrael, on the one hand, can be suffering themselves the worst matzav, but under it all, when Hashem says, Ma'ich b'sloch, or the Imtayma Ma'ich b'sloch, so they say, what bothers us most is the Kovet Hashchina. Neurois. I could be suffering Neurois, and the pain that I feel more than anything else is the Kovod Hashem. This is the Am Hashem. I mean, think about that. The Holocaust, what they did to a Klal Yisrael. The greatest Gedolim, the greatest Rosh Yeshivas, the greatest Tzaddikim, millions of people. And throughout the Golos. So Klal Yisrael certainly has what to complain about. But the deeper motivation in the complaint is it hurts us for the Kovod Hashem. I once said this many, many years ago when I was in the Kollel, and I spoke in TA, had a BTA, they used to call it, Brooklyn Division of Yeshiva University High School. So for some reason I ended up speaking there. So it was not too long after the Six-Day War. You saw the pictures of all these soldiers, friar soldiers, coming to the Kosel, and they were almost like overwhelmed. So I said, what overwhelmed them? I said, it could very well be that they came to this holy place and they weren't into holiness, but it was a garbage dump. That's what the Arabs did. They couldn't destroy it because the Kosel can't be destroyed, but they made it into a garbage dump. So here, this holiest of places is smelling from garbage that they put there for years. Who knows what they were doing there? Ein zeh kvoidcha. The Jew has the ability. Which Jew? The Jew that was nichshol. You know, these are still the same people from Shchirani. You know, but he has the ability to be feeling direct pain, and to be deeper than it all, feeling the pain of the Kovod Hashchina. That means we're pretty good people. Okay. Very good.